This is Funk It Up with Dr. J right here on radio.dominican.edu. We are playing some of the best rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Today, we are going to be playing a mid-80s to early 90s, or maybe I should say early 80s to early 90s group known as Cinderella. However, I do think that they actually went into the mid-90s a little bit, but other than that, I am going to be playing some music by them today, as well as telling you some interesting history and factoids about the group. Alright, I am going to be playing some music for you in just a little bit. So, for today, we are going to be talking about some awesome rock hits and that weird smear campaign that I keep hearing about for that Republican, Kane. Okay. So, without further ado, here is Gypsy Road by Cinderella off of their 1988 album, Long Cold Winter. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J, right here on radio.dominican.edu, and we are playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. All right, here we go.
I'm driving all night. I am.
And that was Gypsy Road by Cinderella. All right, ladies and gents out there, this is Funk It Up with Dr. J right here on radio.dominican.edu. We are playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Today's featured group is Cinderella, a heavy metal, hard rock, and glam metal group from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right here in the U.S. of A. All right, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about their history to start out with. First things first, the 1980s, so 1983 to 1989. Cinderella was formed in Philadelphia in 1983 by singer-songwriter and keyboardist and guitarist Tom Kiefer and bassist Eric Biddingham. The initial lineup also included guitarist Michael Kelly Smith and drummer Tony Destra. In 1985, Smerick and, or as some people call Michael Kelly Smith, Michael Schmerick. In 1985, Schmerick and Destra left to form Brittany Fox, which was another Philadelphia-based glam metal band, and a really good one, might I add, and they later relocated to Los Angeles. Cinderella got their big break when John Bon Jovi saw them perform at the Empire Rock Club in Philadelphia and recommended that his A&R rep, Derek Schulman, who knew of the band, to see them as well. In 1985, with a recording contract with Mercury and Polygram Records in the works, guitarist Jeff Labar and drummer Jim Drenick joined the band. During the recording of the band's debut album, Night Songs, studio session drummer Jody Cortez was brought in to help. While finishing the recording, Drenick was replaced by former London drummer Fred Currie. London was the name of a rock group during the 80s. I'm not referring to the capital of England. So anyway, Fred Currie, who joined in time to make the album's cover and play on upcoming tours, Night Songs was released on August 2nd, 1986 and eventually achieved triple platinum status, selling 50,000 copies per week at one point. The album reached number 3 on the Billboard charts in February 1987. By the end of 1987, the band released a video compilation called Night Songs to accompany the album, featuring the promotional videos from the album, plus 3 live songs recorded on their 1986 tour. Cinderella's first tour was in 1986 with fellow glam metal rockers Poison, also a very good band. They opened for the Japanese heavy metal band Loudness. Further tours into 1987 were spent playing in large arena audiences, 5 months opening for former Van Halen frontman David Lee Roth, and 7 months with Bon Jovi, taking the opening slot from their Slippery When Wet tour. Slippery When Wet, that was a popular Bon Jovi album, for those who don't know. The song Living on a Prayer was included on that album. Really good song. Later that year, the band went overseas, appearing in places such as Japan, Scandinavia, and at the Monsters of Rock festivals in United Kingdom and Germany. Cinderella's second album, Long Cold Winter, of which I just played the song Gypsy Road, was released in 1988. It signified a shift towards a blues rock sound, though it could still be described as glam metal. A 254-show tour to support the album lasted over 14 months and included dates on the Moscow Music Peace Festival, alongside other metal acts such as Ozzy Osbourne, The Scorpions, Motley Crue, Bon Jovi, and Skid Row. For those of you who do not know, the Moscow Music Peace Festival was held in 1989 in Moscow, Russia, and it took place during the time when the Soviet Union and other Eastern European communist nations were starting to fall. The tour stage show included Tom Kiefer being lowered to the stage while playing a white piano during their radio hit, Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone, which is what I'm going to be playing for you next. But he was lowered onto the stage while playing a white piano. How awesome does that sound? All right. Just some more factoids for you from their history. On April 17th, 1990, the band released another accompanying video called Tales from the Gypsy Road, featuring the 4 promo videos plus 2 live medleys that they had made earlier. the second of which contained a cover of Lynyrd Skynyrd's famous Sweet Home Alabama. Wow. Okay. Next up, I am going to be playing for you Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone off of their 1988 album, Long Cold Winter. This is the band's biggest hit. It is their biggest hit, I gotta admit. It's a power metal band. It's a power ballad, but what can I say? Most, if not all, glam metal groups, their biggest hits were usually power ballads. Not all of them, but most glam metal groups who had power ballads, those were usually their biggest hits. So, for example, this next song was their biggest hit. I believe High Enough by the Damn Yankees was their biggest hit. So without further ado, here is Don't Know What You Got by Cinderella. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s right here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, let's kick it.
Thank you.
And that was Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. Okay, people, that was Cinderella's biggest hit. And let me tell you guys something, I never get tired of listening to it. Alright everybody, this is Funk It Up with Dr. J right here on radio.dominican.edu. We are playing some of the best rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now, I am going to be telling you a little more about the history of the band Cinderella. This section is the 1990s. In the 1990s, Cinderella's third album, Heartbreak Station, was released in 1990. It featured more songs than Long Cold Winter, and they were influenced by Kiefer's love of the blues. Following the accompanying tour, Fred Curry, the drummer, left the band and joined former Rat vocalist Stephen Piercy in the band Arcade. Tragedy struck the group in 1991, however. In 1991, Kiefer lost his voice due to a paresis of his vocal cords. He underwent several surgeries to repair a vocal cyst and a hemorrhage. This added to delays in the recording of the band's fourth album, Still Climbing, which to date is unfortunately the band's final studio album. Which is funny because the group is still active and they only went on hiatus once for 1 year. Still Climbing was finally released in 1994 with Kenny Aronoff on drums, but unfortunately, the album quickly disappeared from the charts. Mercury Records consequently dropped the band, which, as I just said, went on hiatus in 1995, and were on hiatus for 1 year, until 1996. Cinderella resumed activity in 1996, which was the same year Mercury Records released a greatest hits compilation titled Once Upon a... dot dot dot. The group toured the United States in 1998 with one stop captured on the live album, Live at the Key Club. And in 1997, Mercury Records released a video compilation containing all of the band's promo videos from the first three albums. Now, unfortunately, I do not have any music from the albums Heartbreak Station and Still Climbing. All I have are Night Songs and Long Cold Winter. Speaking of which, I am going to be playing a hit song from their first album, Night Songs, entitled Shake Me. Let me tell you guys something. Once you listen to this, the next time you hear it, you're going to want to grab your girl and swing her on the dance floor when you hear this. You just better hope that your girlfriend is also a metalhead like you, so she enjoys it, you know. All right, here is Night Songs, right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J, and we are playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. All right, here we go. We'll be right back. That was Shake Me by Cinderella. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite music hits, rock music hits, of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, right here on radio.dominican.edu. Now, before we continue with the rock and roll, I have been looking at CNN lately, and if you guys have been hearing about all this stuff that's been happening with a Republican representative, Herman Cain, as you may know, he is running for the office of president. Well, let me tell you guys something. I'm not sure if he's the right guy for the job, but that's not the point right now. The point is, for some reason, he was convicted of sexual harassment, and I find that very hard to believe. Texas Governor Rick Perry stated that our campaign didn't have anything to do with it. Well, I'm guessing that rumor has it that the more popular campaigns are trying to play dirty so that they can win over campaigns that are growing in popularity, such as the one that Herman Cain has been keeping track of. Rick Perry said in an interview with CNN Thursday his campaign had nothing to do with leaking details of past sexual harassment charges against fellow candidate Herman Cain. Quote, "We found out about this the same time that I suppose the rest of America found out about it, both on the internet or the next day in the news," Perry told CNN chief national correspondent John King. "You know, I don't know how to tell it like any other way except we knew nothing about it." Sure you didn't. Perry continued, "My folks at the campaign said, listen, this is what's going on out there. This is what's happening on the internet, and we don't have any comment because we don't have anything to do with it." On Wednesday, Cain and some of his campaign staffers publicly blamed a Perry aide for leaking the initial details of past sexual harassment claims to Politico. The aide, Kurt Anderson, said on CNN that morning that those claims were false. In the interview on CNN, Perry said he would fire any campaign staffers if they were implicated in political maneuvering, such as leaking damaging stories about other 2012 hopefuls. Quote, "I would say, listen, if you're passing on rumors that are that heinous, that bad, you don't need to be working with me," Perry said. The Perry said his organization wasn't responsible for the Cain leaks. He acknowledged that kind of negative research was a hallmark of campaigns. Quote, "There's more stuff floating around out there in campaigns," Perry said. "I tell people that this isn't my first rodeo. They're going to say all kinds of things about folks. I'm going to stay focused on how America gets back to work." Perry also weighed in on speculation that he was inebriated while giving a speech in New Hampshire on Friday. Quote, "I have no idea how these things get started," Perry said. "It was a good speech, well received, and if I had the opportunity to do it again, I'd give it exactly like I gave it." When asked by King to explain his drop in national public opinion polls, Perry brushed off the question, saying he was no stranger to tough elections. Quote, "It's just another poll," Perry said. "I really don't pay a lot of attention to whether it's a YouTube spot or if it's a poll. I know how to run an election. I know how to take the message to the people, and that's what we're going to keep doing, talking to Americans about what they really care about." Unquote. "Look at all these rumors surrounding me every day. Can't stop those rumors. Can't take it no more. My best friend said..." Well, I don't have the whole song memorized by heart. All I know is that it was a popular song in the 80s by the Timex Social Club. Okay, we're switching gears again, and we're going back to our feature band today right here on radio.dominican.edu on Funk It Up with Dr. J, Cinderella. Next up, I'm going to be playing their second biggest hit, Nobody's Fool. It's their second biggest hit behind the song that I had previously played for you this evening, Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone. Here's Nobody's Fool, off of their first studio album, Night Songs. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J right here on radio.dominican.edu. And we are playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. So sit sit back, relax, and just enjoy the music, because we are going to be doing everything we can to give you a total eargasm. Was Nobody's Fool by glam metal group Cinderella. All right. Next up, I am going to be telling you about the group and how they did in the 2000s. Around 1999, the band was signed by John Kalidner to Sony Records. However, the band was dropped by the label before a new album could be released, plunging the band into 3 years of litigation. Cinderella toured again in 2000 and 2002. However, to tell you the truth, I don't think they were ever that big again. But to me, they are still big, and they always will be. Cinderella headlined the VH1 Classic Rock Never Stops 2005 summer tour. Oh god, I wish I could have gone to that tour. 2005 was... It was the year that I had discovered heavy metal and glam metal, like from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it turns out that it was stuff that I really enjoyed. What can I say? I don't know. It was a hidden treasure, I guess. All right. But that's not the point. Also in 2005, Cinderella toured with Firehouse, whom I featured last week. Well, not... Yeah, last week. Was it last week? Never mind. Firehouse, Rat, and Quiet Riot. I'm going to have to play you guys some Rat and Quiet Riot one of these days. That's all I can say. I wouldn't be able to forgive myself if I didn't. Mercury Records also released the compilation Rocked, Wired, and Bluesed, the greatest hits on CD and DVD. In 2006, Cinderella toured with Poison. Both bands celebrated the 20th anniversary of their debut albums, Night Songs, and Look What the Cat Dragged In. Cinderella planned a tour in 2008 with Warrant, Lynch Mob, and Linnem. But on June 13th that year, Tim Hine, the band's manager, said in a press release, "It is with unbelievably deep regret that I must announce that Cinderella's Tom Kiefer's left vocal cord has hemorrhaged, thereby making it impossible for him to sing in the immediate future." That is sad. Well, I have to admit, he's probably been abusing his vocal cords over the years, because if you've noticed, his voice is a little scratchy when he sings, you know what I mean? Labar was interviewed by Ultimate Guitar and stated that Cinderella would love to make a new record, but there were obstacles holding the groove back. They still were not signed to a record label after Sony dropped the band in 2000, and Labar also stated that he is busy with his new band Freak Show, which features Frankie Benali of Quiet Riot and Eric, who was, and Eric Biddingham, the bass player, was currently busy with another group, Naked Beggars. A message posted to the Cinderella message board in the spring of 2009 stated that Kiefer's voice has in fact returned to normal. Promoters from the 2009 Rock Gone Wild Festival confirmed that the band was scheduled to perform at two festivals in the late summer or early fall of 2009. All right, this is going to be our last Cinderella song for the evening, Somebody Save Me, off of their first studio album, Night Songs. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J. We are playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. All right, it may be our last Cinderella song for the evening, but that's okay because there are two other songs from another group that I would like to play for you. They're going to be the only two non-Cinderella songs for the evening. However, I just love these guys, and I'll tell you a little bit about them next. It's the Damn Yankees. All right, without further ado, here's Somebody Save Me by Cinderella. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s right here on radio.american.edu. All right, Tom Kiefer, take us away when you're ready. Let's do this. Ow! We'll be right back. And that was Somebody Save Me by Cinderella. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Okay, just a little bit of stuff to wrap up our featured artist of the day, Cinderella. This is about the year 2010 to the present day. All right. Well, Cinderella confirmed on their message board that they would be touring in 2010 with two warm-up dates already confirmed. It was announced on February 22nd that Cinderella will be a part of Rocklahoma 2010 in Pryor, Oklahoma, and the Sweden Rock Festival in 2010. Though, since 2010 already happened, I'm sure most, if not all of you listening to my show, know that these are all past events. On February 26, 2010, it was announced that Cinderella will be the headliner of the MSC Poesia sailing from Fort Lauderdale on November 11, 2010. This is old news. But I'm just telling you that they are still performing and that they're still around and that they've been doing stuff lately, even though they haven't been releasing any new albums or new material. Cinderella are confirmed for the main stage at the Download Festival at Donington Park, England in June 2010. July 2010 sees Cinderella taking the stage to open for Bret Michaels during the Common Ground Music Festival in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing, if I'm not correct, is the capital of Michigan. With an original lineup of stars including Tom Kiefer, the vocalist, he's a guitarist, you know, Eric Biddingham, the bass player, Jeff Labar, and Fred Currie. They will be the following group that, with the 14th dates in the U.S., they will be supporting the Scorpions on their Get Your Sting and Blackout farewell tour. I really wanted to see that farewell tour back in 2010, but for some reason I couldn't get tickets. They were playing at Raley Field. I'm from Sacramento, and they were playing at Raley Field where the Sacramento Rivercats play, but I don't know what happened, but I would have loved to have seen the Scorpions perform because I love those guys. Cinderella played at the Download Festival in the UK in June 2010, and they also played at the Rock Jam near Grand Junction, Colorado, Friday, August 27th, and also the Oregon State Fair on September 4th, 2010. In November 2010, Cinderella joined a variety of other hard rock acts on the cruise entitled Shiprocked. I would have loved to have gone on that cruise. All right, just a little bit of stuff to close Cinderella with. In 2011, Cinderella undertook a 25th anniversary tour. 20 shows were confirmed from April through July. During this tour, they successfully headlined the first edition of the Shoot It Out Loud Festival in Germany. Also, I gotta tell you guys something. I really wanted to see these guys. They came to Sacramento and they were going to be playing at this club, but I couldn't get tickets. They were giving them away on a radio sweepstakes. I kept texting, kept sending in messages, but for some reason I guess I couldn't get tickets. But then again, I guess it is a pretty slim chance to win stuff like that. All right. Well, that's all I really know about Cinderella, but I gotta admit, I love those guys. And I'm just gonna give you a few more random factoids about the group. So a lot of their music can be heard in various media. The song that I played for you, Shake Me, it was used in a Honda commercial back in 2010. The song Don't Know What You Got Till It's Gone has been used in various movies, including The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke, and it was also used in the South Park episode Raisins during a montage where a depressed Stan walks around town after it is announced that Wendy wanted to break up with him. All right, we only have about 15 minutes left. Next, I am going to be playing some music from you by a group called Damn Yankees. They are a super group. That means that members of other bands who left or got kicked out or whatever formed together and started their own group. There are a lot of super groups out there who are actually really good, including Damn Yankees. Members include Ted Nugent and former Styx member Tommy Shaw. All right, without further ado, here is Coming of Age, right, by Damn Yankees, right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Here's Damn Yankees. And that was Coming of Age by Damn Yankees. Just continuing on with the Damn Yankees, I'll just tell you a little bit about them. They were pretty popular in like the early to mid-90s. However, they only lasted for that time period. They only released two albums. They only had two singles, Coming of Age and High Enough, which I am going to be playing for you next, before switching it off to Casey Gibson with the Red Card. Okay, well, next up I'm going to be playing High Enough. This is probably their biggest hit. It was a power ballad, if you're wondering. So without further ado, here is the Damn Yankees once again with High Enough. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s right here on radio.dominican.com.
It's a shame I've got to live without you anymore. There's a fire in my heart, a pounding in my brain, it's driving me crazy. We don't need to talk about it anymore. Yesterday is just a memory. Can we close the door? I just made one mistake. I didn't know what to say when you called me
And that was High Enough by the Damn Yankees. All right, that's all the time that we really have for today. If you're wondering why I wasn't in here yesterday, well, what can I say? Stuff happens. I made a mistake with the scheduling, and that's why I'm doing it today instead of yesterday, which is my normal time. All right, well, I gotta get going. Up next at 6 o'clock is The Red Card with Casey Gibson. I'll see you all next week. Peace out.